You're listening to the Super Turbo Days podcast on Audio Boom and YouTube. Get that in there. Yeah, this is going to be available on YouTube a little bit for this one anyway. We'll see how it goes. Put the first half of it on last week. Yeah, it didn't go so well. Yeah, got some different stuff to talk about this week. Yesterday was Saturday, whichever you want to say. Yeah, Russell Brand tweeted me. Well, like, I tweeted him first. Like, this is what happened. This is the, like, full story. Yeah, I found a picture on Facebook of Jason Manford wearing a Trues t-shirt. And so I just, you know, I just, like, tweeted it to Russell and, tagged Jason in it. Said, oh, is that a Trues t-shirt Jason Manford's wearing? And Russell Brand tweeted me back saying, Jason had never looked so beautiful or something like that. And then later on, Jason tweeted Russell and I was still tagged in it, so it still counts. So they both tweeted me in one day. We're two favourite comedians. Yeah, how good is that? Made my day, I'll tell you that. There you go. Yeah, I'll put them on the, like, if you watch it on YouTube, I'll put them on the end. I think I'll be alright to do that when I, like, that's not going to get me in any bother, is it, mate? I'm here, of course, with me, calling me Silent Pal. You don't like to say anything, like, that gets out on the old, you know, I don't want to say nothing. Just try to pretend I'm not here. But sometimes you have to pretend he is here. You're not all there, are you, mate? Can I say that? I've just said it, it doesn't matter. So this is the Super Turbo Days podcast. This is episode 3, I think. Are we on episode 3 of the podcast now? Yeah, 3 weeks. Well, it was technically 4th week, but week 2, we didn't do anything, did we? Like, pfft. Yeah, shocking behaviour. Also, this week, I got a new Russell Brand t-shirt. Yeah. Unfortunately, like, it's not one of the, like, the Trues t-shirts, like, the proper official ones. It's just one that, off the internet, I don't know, someone's made it. It's good, though. It's got Russell's face on it. Nice. And I've got a Russell Brand phone case. It's a Messiah Complex phone case. So there you go, proper Russell Brand fan. And I've got sitting in front of me a now empty Russell Brand cup. Yeah, it is empty. All my lovely coffee's all gone. I've had my coffee, I'm ready to do this now. Yeah, so we'll do items this week. We've got the we'll do the news item in a minute. We've got joke book. Didn't do joke book last week, did I? I just didn't do it. So yeah, feeling a bit boxed in this room today. Like, normally I've got quite a nice, like, portion of the room. Like, there's a bed in here because it's a spare room. But, like, most of it is just, like, space. It's nice. I can sort of, while I'm sort of doing this, I can sort of wander around. And, like, that's why sometimes I'll go a bit quiet. Because I'm, like, I've just wandered off to the other side of the room. And then I'll just come back again. But now, like, we've got all this wedding-y type stuff in here. Like, because I don't know if I've told you, mate, but I'm getting married. I'm getting married in the morning. He's getting married in the morning. Yeah, getting married. Oh, I know. Shocking behaviour. Like, if you've listened to any of my podcasts or, like, anything on YouTube or you've been to see me do stand-up, I bet you're thinking, like, who the fuck's marrying this prick? But she is. She's been with me for, I don't know, like, nearly 4 years now, 3.5 years. Yeah, she, I ain't scared her off, yeah. She's a keeper. Yeah, so we've got all wedding-y type stuff in here. And that, like, looking forward to getting married. It'd be nice, because, like, you know, once you've found, like, that one person, which I definitely have, then, you know, nice, innit? Like, be together forever then, I think. Yeah, right, enough about me. Let's go on to our news item. This week's news item. Mark Wright and Michelle Keegan to serve pie and mash or fish and chips at their wedding. See how it links. See how it links. Wedding-y stuff in the room. Wedding news item. See? I'm getting better at it. I'm getting better at it. The two stars want to pay tribute to their roots with their menu on their big day. Mark Wright and Michelle Keegan are keeping it traditional for their wedding. Especially when it comes to the menu. Why is this even in the news? Like, I briefly looked at this story earlier and I just thought, like, oh yeah, I reckon we can make fun of that. But now I'm actually looking at it, like, actually properly looking at it, I'm thinking, why is this even in the news? Like, why is this something that they think we care about on the mirror.co.uk? The two lovebirds are keen to remain, are keen to remember their roots when it comes to the food on their big day. It is said they'll be serving up either pie and mash or fish and chips to their guests, right? If you go to a celebrity's wedding and they give you fish and chips, you think, you tight prick. You fucking minted. Like, both of them are like, they're not like massive famous. They're not like, you know, like they're not like Keanu Reeves or something like that famous, but they're pretty famous in their own right. Like, Michelle Keegan was on, obviously on Coronation Street, and then she did that thing, Ordinary Lies, which is on BBC at the minute. Well, not right now. Well, depends when you're listening to this, but yeah, on a Tuesday night, which is good. I've watched the first two. Good they are. She's good in it. Yeah. So the two lovebirds, the kids are... Oh, I read that bit, didn't I? According to The Sun, so they've already undermined this story. According to The Sun, so you know it's a lie. Essex lad, should I say that? I've just said it. Essex lad, Mark, and Mancunian girl, Michelle. Why did they feel the need to tell us? We know that she's from Manchester, and we know that he's from Essex. We know who they are. We'll be keeping the guests' side of North and South Divide happy with these dishes. A source said, they are both incredibly proud of their roots and want to celebrate... I want to celebrate where they come from. Why? Ooh, he's an Essex. It's like the modern day Romeo and Juliet. He's from Essex, she's from Manchester. Somehow this shouldn't work, but somehow it does. She's like that on the balcony. Mark, wherefore art thou, Mark? Hello, at last, I'm up here. Oh no, he's Essex in the R. Never mind. What? I forgot. I forgot how Essex talk. Yeah. Showing off her world famous legs. Has she got world famous legs? If I go to America, yeah, right, and I just go up to someone and say, oh, what do you think of Michelle Keegan's legs? Do you honestly think they're going to go, oh, yeah, I've watched Coronation Street? Like, in LA, they're going to go, oh, hey, yeah, right, I've listened, yeah, I've watched Coronation Street, yeah, she's pretty fine. I don't know who she is, I don't care. The star wore a tiny, thin, skimpy orange dress, orange dress, with colourful heels, and stepped out and met the host on the sofa. What's this all about? It's not even about the wedding anymore. Oh, the mirror. Let's park that off, forget that. Yeah, weddings. I think, like, it'd be better at a wedding if you don't do fish and chips or pie and mash. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that, that's up to you, but I think at my wedding we're going to have something a little more sophisticated. I'm going for sausage rolls. No, I think there is sausage rolls and sandwiches and stuff. Because that's more like, you know, like, yeah, like finger food, isn't it? Finger food. Finger. Oh no, we've wandered into dangerous territory with finger food. Oi, have you been fingering that food? No, I ain't touched it, mate, I ain't touched it. That sandwich was only 5 hours old. Oh dear, we've made a mistake. No, we won't edit that out, we'll just leave it in, it's fine. So yeah. Why does it matter? Why does it matter about the finger food or the fish and chips or any of that stuff, really? Michelle is set to marry former TOWIE star. Is he not in it anymore? Why does he leave? he suddenly realised, actually, I'm a terrible actor. Just hopefully the rest of the cast are going to realise that they're terrible actors as well. I'm really chilled out about everything so far. So I've been really relaxed. I've been really chilled out about everything so far, so I've been really relaxed. I know it would be like that anyway, but I've really enjoyed it. What? What's she on about? She smacked off her tits. Oh no, we're nearly at the end of part one of this podcast. Part two is available. You can listen to it. You can watch it on YouTube, on Facebook, on whatever. Tune in for part two. Love you. Bye!